KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's currently 5 degrees below zero here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And we do have several schools that are starting late this morning here in our listening area. Atlantic has a two-hour late start, Audubon with a two-hour late start, and there's no morning pre-kindergarten or morning activities at Audubon. Boyer Valley is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Charter Oak Utes and Coon Rapids Bayard are 2 hours late. Offices at CRB open at 10 o'clock. Classes there begin at 10:20. Exira EHK, IKM Manning, and the Harlan and Shelby County Catholic Schools are all 2 hours late this morning. Also a two-hour late start for Harlan Head Start. West Central Valley is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. There is no morning preschool today for the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA, and Atlantic Head Start are 2 hours late today. Also, no morning classes at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman and her child were injured in Fremont County Thursday morning when the car they were in struck a snowplow about a mile north of Shenandoah. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the accident happened on Highway 59 at around 9:45 a.m. Officials say a car driven by Tori Stalder of Shenandoah was traveling northbound on Highway 59 when the vehicle went out of control on the slick-covered road. Stalder overcorrected, and in doing so, her vehicle entered the southbound lane where it collided with an Iowa Department of Transportation snowplow driven by Zachary Daly of Essex. Stalder and her minor children were transported by Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital as a precaution. A report on their injuries was not immediately available. The driver of the snowplow was not injured. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Shenandoah Fire and Rescue and the Shenandoah Police Department. And officials of the Creston Police Department report 29-year-old Jennifer Ann Self of Creston was arrested last night on a charge of theft in the second degree. The woman was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And a Creston resident reported Thursday morning that a wedding ring was stolen from her vehicle sometime between 3:40 to 5 p.m. while she was at work the day prior. The loss was estimated at $100. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports the arrest on Wednesday of a woman from Shenandoah. 19-year-old Athea McKenna Ruth Hamilton was taken into custody on the Page County warrant for violation of probation. Hamilton was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office. She immediately posted a $2,500 bond and was released pending future court proceedings. She was not booked into the jail. Police in Red Oak Thursday arrested a woman wanted on an active Montgomery County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. 24-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. And a trial has been delayed for a man accused of killing his grandmother in western Iowa. Monona County District Court records say a judge on Wednesday set September 10th as the new trial starting date for 21-year-old Elliot Stowe. His trial had been scheduled to start this coming Tuesday. Stowe has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. He's accused of fatally beating 66-year-old Cheryl Stowe at the home they shared in rural Castaneda. Her body was found June 27th, about a mile and a half from the home. Stowe's attorney has filed a notice to the court indicating that Stowe will use an insanity defense. And a city in Monona County that's been dealing with brown water for almost a year says it's finally found a fix. Onawa's water has been a brownish-reddish color due to moderately high levels of iron and another metal called manganese. State environmental officials say the main impact of the manganese is that it makes the water look bad. Sarah Haptonstall says that's exactly what why she avoids drinking her tap water.
Some days I have clear water, and some days it looks like someone got shot in my bathtub.
The city started treating its water with a chemical compound called sodium permanganate about a week ago. Onawa's water treatment plant operator David Richardson says they've seen immediate improvements.
The next day we've seen manganese levels dropping, you know, in our tanks. It's gotten better every day since.
But he says it could take a while to clear all the manganese out of some of the water lines.
We've had some people comment that their water is clearing up. Keep in mind, we have over 50 dead-end water mains that have a lot of sediment in them, so it will take some extra time to get the sediment out of those pipes.
Ottawa has a population of around 3,000 and bills itself on the city website as having the widest main street in the United States. In the funeral announcements, Robert Lee Anderson, age 93, of Des Moines and formerly of Exira, died January 31st. Funeral services for Robert Lee Anderson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Staves Methodist Church in Des Moines. Ankeny Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lois Berg, age 80, of Bridgewater, died February 2nd in Creston. Funeral services for Lois Berg will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Rex Meerhoff, age 63, of Anita, died February 2nd in Des Moines. Memorial services for Rex Meerhoff will be today at 11 a.m. at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Juanita Klaus, age 88, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Juanita Klaus will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Rosemary Hahn, age 88, of Erling, died February 1st in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Hahn will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Staver, age 87, of Panora, died February 1st at his home. Memorial services for Donald Staver will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Paul Shepard, age 53, of Adel and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral service for Paul Edward Shepard will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Ernst Funeral Home in Waukee. Grace Lindemann Rathkamp, age 94, who's formerly of Griswold, died February 1st in Missouri. Funeral services for Grace Rathkamp will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bill Brew, age 89, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Memorial services for Bill Brew will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ethel Rasmussen, age 96, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Ethel Rasmussen will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Shirley Law, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Shirley Law will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ann Williams, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Ann Williams will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Brian Barney Byer, age 61, of Audubon, died January 17th in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Barney Byer will be on Sunday from 1 until 4 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Charles Turner, age 89, of Redfield, died January 27th. A visitation for Charles Turner will be on Sunday from 2 until 5 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Ralph Shriver, age 91, of Oakland, a lifelong Pottawatomie County resident, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Ralph Shriver will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Marjorie Hansen, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Salem Lutheran Home. A celebration of life service for Marjorie Hansen will be this Monday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. James O'Keefe, age 69, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Services for James O'Keefe will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Bruce Reynolds, age 65, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Following cremation, the family will hold a private service for Bruce Reynolds at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.